So the brief story of ISKCON in London is like this. Before I tell you about my trip, I will tell you the historic background about this place. You have heard about George Harrison? Yeah, all the people in 1960s. Yeah? He is a great singer and he had a group. That group was world famous. People were so much mad after them. They were a group called Beatles. Beatles. George Harrison, John Lennon, and two more. Huh? Rasputin. Roro Rasputin. Yeah. So, one devotee was there, Yamuna Mataji, who came to the hospital for treatment. She and one more Prabhuji was there, Gurudas Prabhu, and one more couple, Shyam Sundar Prabhu and Malati Mataji. They four were sent by Prabhupada to London. In very early days, they were just fresh devotees. So they somehow, through the hard security in the house of George Harrison, where they knew that George Harrison was very famous and very, very, very big celebrity. They thought if you meet him, maybe there is some clue for Hare Krishna movement there. So they sneaked in the security and somehow got in his house. Sneaking security, not officially. And George saw them, so he said, please come, come, come. So then officially they went inside. And they sat and talked to him. And George was a very simple-hearted man. And he was fed up of all the publicity and fame and how people would go to meet him and take photographs and all, put in papers and magazines and make money out of that. So he liked these people. And then they introduced him to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, right from beginning, kept this precaution that never ever he allowed anybody to take photographs when he was with Prabhupada, and never ever publicity was done that Prabhupada met George Harrison. All spiritual leaders, they want to meet some celebrity and then put their pictures on website and everywhere and show that they met so and so. So, but Prabhupada made take a precaution right from beginning that don't publish any meetings, no photographs, no video, nothing. And because of that, George was very comfortable. He didn't feel that here is another Swami who wants to use my fame for his own purpose. And then George asked many questions. And for hours and hours and hours together, Prabhupada would sit down with him in his house in London. And they would sit for hours together and no one knew what they spoke. No publicity was done, no news, no report, nothing. And after some time, George became a devotee. But nobody knew. Even till he died, nobody knows that George was a Hare Krishna devotee. Because he didn't want people to know that he was a devotee of Krishna. And then George, after he became devotee of Krishna, he left meat and everything. All they were all drug addicts. Even John Lennon committed suicide afterwards. John Lennon was a drug addict and he died. Everybody, all musicians, all singers, they are drug addicts. Most of them are gay. They are broken marriages. They have everything in life, what you can imagine. Except money and fame, they don't have anything else in life. What you can have, you and me can have happiness, they can't have that. We are so happy and comfortable people. They are most uncomfortable, most uneasy, and committed so many sins in their life. Michael Jackson, how he died. He committed so much of adultery with children. Abused children like anything in his island. So many drugs, so much of drugs and so many things are there. But frustrated lives with no use of that money that he have. People would not wash their hands for 7 days if Michael Jackson have touched them. Men and women equally. Not only men, only women who are very fond of him. Whoever he touched, like that crowd may he will touch. And they will not wash their hand for 7 days because Michael has touched my hand. But their own lives are so frustrating. Completely vacant lives, So finally, George gave up all these things and he became vegetarian. He had small temple in the house. He offered deities, prasadam every day, ate prasadam. Chanted 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And he made then many records on Hare Krishna movement. Only songs of Krishna. I thank you, my Lord, because I found you. There are so many beautiful songs. Oh, my Lord, So many songs are there. And record albums, and they also were hit. And then John went to seclusion. Because at one point of time he came to know that people were not interested in spirituality. They wanted only loving love songs and worldly songs. So George actually retired from singing at the peak of his career. When he sang Krishna songs, or not necessarily Krishna songs, the Lord songs, spiritual songs, people were not interested in hearing him. They wanted him to sing the hit songs that he had sung before. So he understood that nobody is interested in what reality is. They want to only just have fun and enjoy his skill. So he got a lot of setbacks. He felt very bad actually. So there is one book written by Stephen Rosen called that The Sun Has Come Back, something like that. That he felt very morose and he left singing only. He had trillions of worth property was there, money, everything. So he went into seclusion and he practiced spirituality by himself. In the meantime, Prabhupada wrote the book called Krishna Book. The famous Krishna book that he wrote. All Krishna's 90 stories are in that book. There are three volumes sometimes. Sometimes there is one volume of all three volumes. Very beautiful book. And Prabhupada wrote it much earlier than, before he finished Bhagavatam translation, he wrote that book. Because Krishna stories come in the end of Bhagavatam. But he wrote it much earlier so that he wanted people to know the Krishna stories before that. Before he reached that translation, he wanted to finish the stories. So instead of translating, he wrote the story form Krishna book. And that was requiring $19,000 in those days to publish. And Prabhupada had no money. So Shyam Sundarji went to George Harrison and Prabhupada said, please ask him donation for printing this book. And Shyam Sundarji was very hesitant to ask. So he had never asked any money from George. Nobody asked any money from George. He only spoke with him, had friendship with him. And because everybody goes to big people to only ask money. So they never asked any money. So this time Prabhupada said, you go and tell him that this book is written. And if you donate, this book can be published for benefit of everybody. So George donated that money and the book was published. And this book had the foreword, Prastavana, of George Harrison. Even today also, if you read from Apple Records, today's Apple is different. That time Apple was George Harrison's group's symbol, Apple Records. So from Apple, Prabhupada asked him to write a foreword for this book. Very beautiful foreword. You can read this foreword. And just because it was his foreword, the book was sold in millions of copies. People only said, George has written the foreword, I want to buy the book. Like that, you know. Book was sold millions of copies. And then George bought a prime property in North London. Today also if you go to London, North London is a very affluent area. So affluent in America, England, the norm is different. Here our rates of land goes on increasing when you go to city. Business centers are most costliest of all. In UK and America and Europe, it's not like that. Suburbs are more costlier. And cities where people work in office, the rates are very low. Nobody stays there. Suburbs are very, as you go Borivali, Kandivali, rates are going increasing. If you go in the nature, highest rate will be there. In the mountains, highest rate. Bank of the ocean, river, highest rates are there. So North London area is full of green belt. Full, you can see thousands of acres is jungle only. Full greenery, mountain, landscaping, lakes and swans, everything is there. In the middle of that, George bought 17 acres area, the prime location. And he donated that area to Prabhupada. So, ISKCON's first center in London was the land donated by George Harrison. He had a beautiful house in that, very beautiful house and some lakes and some gardens and everything. If you see Prabhupada's famous picture sitting on the garden like this, with the rose, that is in that land. There's a landscape there, full green is there, lawn, big lawn is there. Where Prabhupada is sitting on asana and chanting Hare Krishna like this. That photograph is from that place. That place also we went, it's a big garden. And so the whole Hare Krishna movement began in London because of George's land. So when I was entering the land, it was always a very emotional situation because George had done so much actually, so much service. Today we have 90 acres of land. All another land around that we have purchased and it is 90 acres. Our idea is to make land 108 acres, 108 acres. Karane ka plan hai udhar. Ananti cows, huge cows, each cow gives 50-60 liters of milk every day. Such thick and yellow milk. Every day I was drinking 4 to 5 glasses. Hot, thick milk. I would skip meals sometimes, but I would drink the milk. Yeah. Huge cows, you know. The devotees are fearful of going to the barn because there are bulls standing there. And the bulls are like, you know, very aggressive and they don't want men to come close to them. So nobody goes to the when the bulls are free. They are all scared. And the bulls are in the other area. Nobody goes there because they are very scared. And the cows are grazing in the other area. And desi cow, I went to Dr. Sankhya's house. You have seen desi cow? Very small cow. The calves are of the size of desi cow. The grown up desi cow is of the size of the calf in London. It's so big. So when you see the mother cow giving milk to the baby cow, looks like a bull, you know, big bull, taking milk from the mother. Mother is also so huge. Maybe 300 kilos or 400 kilos vajan is there. So beautiful cows, they are so sweet. So our whole seminar was conducted in the lecture hall in the Goshala. So if you happen to see or hear the recordings of the lectures or the video recording, you will keep hearing the cow sound behind. Constant sound, background music is there. Very auspicious cow shed. Very nice. They have also a lot of cow products there, which they sell. A lot of plants they sell. All land is green belt, so we can't construct anything there. It's only greenery, trees, cows grazing, crops. You can do farming. There is some flowers, vegetables are coming, flowers are being grown there. Tulsi greenhouse is there. A very beautiful place. And then after George left, very interesting story. When George left, George was in seclusion. He was not meeting anybody. So those devotees who have met him in the initial stage, they went to meet him. And they stayed with him for 1 month. Till George died in their arms. He wanted everybody to chant Hare Krishna and pray for him. So they stayed in his house for 1 month. All the four devotees who had early first met him. And in their company, George left his body. And his wife also didn't want to publicize it very big, that everything. A small news came that, of course, London made it a big news, that George left, but it was not publicized by his wife's desire in such a way that nobody knew that he chanted Hare Krishna, and you know, it was like kept into underlining. So we all are very grateful to George, because George has given us such a beautiful service to Prabhupada. So there we stayed, and there we did our course. We did the course for devotees to be able to give spiritual care to sick people and dying people. So we trained them in our 5-day course, full-time course. We trained them. So now they are called as ISKCON clinical chaplains. And with that certificate, now they can go to any hospitals in London or UK and provide spiritual care to people who are requesting for it. In London, it is not like India, you know. In our hospital, everybody gets spiritual care. Knowingly, unknowingly, everybody gets spiritual atmosphere. But in UK, USA, if you go, only when patient demands, you can go. And many people demand. There's a system there. You can tell the hospital, ki, I want a chaplain to see me. Then they'll ask you which chaplain you want. Then you can say, I want Roman Catholic chaplain. I want Protestant chaplain. I want Pentecostal chaplain, whatever. There is a faith. Or Buddhist chaplain or a Hindu chaplain. Or you can say, I want a Hare Krishna chaplain. And people find out who are the regular chaplains and they go and give care. But only to that patient. You cannot go to this patient also. By the way, when I was talking to you, you called me. He was interested. So I go to her also. It's not like that. It's not allowed. Only when you make an official request, you can receive the care. Or you can give the care also. Lots of rules and regulations are there. You cannot just go the way you do in India. Is you can't do everywhere there like that. But now they are trained. And because we did one course and many people did not know about it, now so many mails are coming to me that why don't you come to East London, why don't you come to Central London and do course here? Because it's like if I do a course in Dombivli, Churchgate people will say, na, ki, we could not come to Dombivli so far. Why don't you do a course in Churchgate itself? There are 30 people waiting here for you. So like that, East London, South London, North London, West London is all very far places. It takes 2 hours, 3 hours by tube railway to go there. We travelled everywhere, but we couldn't do course everywhere because it takes 5 days. We cannot do so many courses. But now they are saying, next visit may, can you do it over here? Can you do it over here? It's a central place here. And whole the UK is in three parts. One is London, then there is Midland. Midland is Leicester and Coventry and some other areas. And there is North. North is Scotland and other things. What is that? Glasgow, Wales. Scotland is on northmost part. It's mostly ice and snow there. So they are saying that in each and every area we should have the course. And today mail I read that they want this course to be done in every country. Wherever ISKCON is there, they want us to come and do the course over there. So there is one side of our service, and second service is to actual proper nurses who are trained nurses. So what we did is we visited Royal College of Nursing. Like you go to Nasik, MUHS, they have the central office in London. Very big building, very monumental building is there, huge building. And the topmost officer in nursing, like in Bombay we have the, Additional Director for Health Services, into bracket nursing. The topmost authority in the state, so I'm talking about topmost authority in the country of UK, that person we met. And first meeting was about 1 hour. And I made a 45 minutes presentation to him about our spiritual care, what we do here and all. He was very impressed. He said, I want to meet with you more longer time with more of my officers along with me. And I want to call you for dinner, so he said. He's a man. His name is Mr. Steve Jamieson. I asked him, first of all, are you a nurse or an administrative man? He said, basically I'm a nurse. Now I become administrative. And he said, I'm in charge for whole UK clinical nursing and whole UK HR of nursing. Matlab all trainings and all their well-being, leave, promotional activities and encouraging nurses, taking care of them. HR activities and actual clinical nurses, quality of clinical nurses, so training, everything is he's looking after. He's topmost authority. Above him is health minister of UK. Very nice gentleman. He was not at all proud of his position. He was very humble, very friendly and very listening to me. He was 45 minutes only listening without asking any question. Generally they would say, okay, 5 minutes over, they don't have much patience. But I showed him 2 presentations, 1 movie, and he took almost 45 minutes, and then he asked few questions, and he was very happy to learn all those things. Because all the while when I was in UK, every day in UK paper news was coming, how nurses are neglecting people, how they are absent, how they give wrong medicines, how they are not good environment is there for them, how they are mistreated, attrition. There's so many news came across. And right at that time I was there. And I said, I read some news like that. He said, yeah, that's a big problem now in UK. There is for example, how we have Bajrang Sena here, Bajrang Dal, and they come up with some andolan. So there is one body there now, they have formed, not of any political party. The social people in society have come together against RCN, to increase the standard of RCN for service to people. And though interviews are going on television, it was just a movement. They put up a movement against RCN to increase the quality of medical services in National Health Service plan of the country. There's something called RCN and then something called as National Health Services of UK, NHS. And NHS is government medical service, government chain of hospitals all over UK, and free of charge service. And NHS quality of service is known all over the world. It's not that the government quality means third class quality like India. If you have good money, you will not go to government, you will go to private hospitals. It's not like that there. In Saudi Arabia if you go, in Bahrain if you go, in other Gulf countries you go, government health services are the topmost services, highest paid, highest quality of services. Those who have worked in Gulf, they know. It's not like others. Our side is government is the worst service and everything else is good service. So like that, NHS is the world's best services known medically. And additionally, it is free of charge. Before it was free for everybody also, expatriates. Anybody who walks in was free. Now they are restricting because people are misusing the facility. Now if I go as a visitor, I can't take free treatment. But anybody, UK national, UK passport, free medical service. To your children, grandchildren, even if you are born in UK and you are out of the country for whole life and you come back at 65, you get free services. So many people who are born in UK but are living in Australia and England and everywhere, I mean America, settle down in UK when they get old. Because of their birthright, they get the passport, I mean the facility, and they get registered and they get total free service. Anything, heart transplant, wall replacement, anything is free of charge. So that NHS, to increase the standards of NHS services, there was an andolan going on. And many people were interviewed on television. So he spoke with me openly that we have this difficulty. So then I told him that you only expect and expect and expect from nurses, but you don't take care of them. I had a very frank discussion with him. I said, you only point out their faults and you give them memos, you give them punishments, and you give them all the things very nicely, expertly, as per rules and regulation. But the system fails to take care of the nurses' real problems. I said, you expect good service from nurses to patients, and you find faults in the services. But when the nurse needs help, there is no one to help the nurse. The nurse goes so much of stress. She is a mother, she is a mother daughter-in-law, she is a nurse, and she is so many roles she is playing. And so much stress is upon her. Sometimes there is absenteeism, sometimes there is sickness, sometimes there is so many problems are there. So performance goes down. Then I gave examples to them. In our hospital sometimes nurses are going, very good nurse is there. And suddenly one day she makes mistakes. So we all are wondering what happened. So the first thing is to do, punish her for that mistake. But if you sit back and think, why this good nurse today is making mistakes? Then you come to know your husband has met an accident and he is in the hospital. So she is disturbed. Or her mother is declared with cancer and she is admitted to the hospital undergoing chemotherapy. So if you take care of these situations in an HR way, nice way, nurse will again come back and give better service than before also. But if you only handle her mistakes in an administrative manner, always, then she will not give a heart to you. But if you take care of the nurses when they are in difficulty, they will come back and give better service than before. Then I gave her example of Suchitra Dalvi. Do you know? Her house was underwater one time. How many of you know? None of you know, baby. Because one of you were there. There were floods in Bombay. And her house was on ground floor. Her house was fully underwater. She had to run out of the house to save life. And all television, all the good clothes and good saris and beddings and pillows and you name everything, cupboards, all electronic gadgets, refrigerators, everything was finished. In one night, everything got finished. Sab sad gaya samanpura. And she was staying somewhere else. But then she stayed in the hospital in the room for a few days. And then we helped her to settle down. Not only she, there are many other housekeeping people also who were destroyed completely because of the floods. In Penkarpada, our hospital staff members, you know, in Vrindavan, when we were running hospice, one time Jamuna had floods. And so many of our staff nurses and ward boys in Vrindavan, their houses were gone. Not only house water came in the house, house was taken away by the water. That means one fine day, you are houseless, you are on the road. And they came crying to the hospice. So all of them were put in the hospice. They were given free of charge accommodation, food and everything. Because they were nicely treated by our people. Then they were given financial help and their house was reformed by us. Now somebody gets this kind of treatment, will they not give their life to your hospital or your organization? Or suppose you charge them for absenteeism that time and you say, leave without pay and where were you and why didn't you inform and what is this kind of absenteeism? Without knowing anything, you just treat them like machines. Will they give their heart to you? So I told them these stories, they were like struck, you know, to hear this. ऐसे भी हो सकता है ऐसे हो सकता है देर हैज टू बी अ बॉडी ऑफ पीपल हु आर लाइक अम्बुड्समैन नो अम्बुड्समैन अम्बुड्समैन इज अ इंग्लिश टर्म अम्बुड्समैन मीन्स समबडी अ पर्सन हु इज अ वेरी एल्डरली पर्सन मैच्योर पर्सन वेरी लविंग पर्सन वेरी स्पिरिचुअल पर्सन एंड पीपल गो एंड ओपन देयर हार्ट्स टू हिम इवन अगेंस्ट मैनेजमेंट ऑल्सो कैन गो एंड ओपन देयर हार्ट्स इफ दे हैव प्रॉब्लम विद मैनेजमेंट योर एचओडीज और एनीबडी दे फील दे आर injustice or they have some difficulty on their own life. They may not have complained against anybody. But they have their mother having cancer with no money, or their husband died in accident and no money to run the house, or whatever. There may be many cases in the hospital or out of the hospital. But there is no one to talk to. Nobody wants to listen to anybody. So the ombudsman is there to listen to you and to help you. He also has the power to talk to the management and do the needful for the employee. Somehow the pain of the employee is conveyed in a very nice manner to the top management. And the management takes good care of decisions about this patient, employee. So I told them, you need to have an ombudsman in the hospital for nurses who are doing such wonderful service. I said, we doctors are only 1-2 hours with the patient. We come and go, we give prescription and go. And 24 hours nurses are taking care. 24/7. They are in total hands of nurses. They do dressing, they feed them, they everything they do for them. And when they go in difficulty, no one cares for them. And you complain that nursing standard is going down, there are mistakes and there are these and there's absenteeism and attrition and all. Why they will not do? Because you deal with them only money with money, they deal with you only with money, that's it. When they get a better job, they go away. They don't get loyalty to your hospitals. Because very seriously listening to me in the second meeting, of course. When he called us for dinner, we said, sir, very sorry, we are very particular about our food and you don't take trouble, it's all right. No, we will take you to the hotel, this restaurant, wherever you will take us, you will tell us. I said, everywhere they serve meat and everything. So I think we don't go like that. So she'll be found out from ISKCON restaurants and send a mail to him. These are the number of hotels where we can go. But the reply came that our RCN cook will cook for you in a Vaishnav way. And we were still wondering. So we already told the host, keep dinner ready. We may not be able to have anything over there. We'll have dinner after coming back. And we had a good meal before going so that we don't have to embarrass them, So one log aisa precaution mein gaye the ekdam pura. And lo and behold, I'll show the pictures to you. What a fantastic meal they had cooked. Completely Indian, but the way they displayed it, a nice card at each and every bed ke table ke paas ek card. There were eight plates set up there, eight cards next to that with the items list. Sab dikhaunga aapko, I'll show you. So there is no facility for showing PowerPoint here. All item ka list name, baked potatoes with fill up, and there is biryani rice, and there is raita, and there is salad, and there are so many things were there, fruits and ice cream and four juices, and it was so big a meal that I never leave any food, but I had to leave half the food. So much a big meal was given, which was beautifully displayed, fork and spoon and knife and glasses and beautiful attractive glasses and all. They were again and again saying, everything is fine with you, I hope everything is okay with you, I hope it's not spicy. It was very mild and it's very beautiful in the way Vaishnavas make. That was they have made. So I was wondering, who is your cook? He said, he's a British man. I said, you please call him, we want to express our heartfelt thank you to him. So he came, we thanked him also. He said, how did you learn? He said, we researched from internet and took out recipes without onion, garlic, without fish, meat, eggs, anything. Without and spicing also, everything was so perfectly done. In the end, lots of British fruits and lots of cream came. I said, sorry sir, I am a diabetic, I can't take that. But everybody enjoyed a hearty meal, And over the meal, we had 2.5 hours meeting. And in that meeting, all these details we discussed. So he said, we are surely impressed with all these things. We will come to India to visit your hospital. And we'll take up your course of clinical chaplaincy, ourselves first, with some nurses. And then we'd like you to come next time to Royal College of Nursing and we will allocate some nurses for this training. Because they asked, one nurse was there, who is a Hare Krishna devotee. And she is an ICU nurse. She is a 48-year-old, very well trained and very high senior nurse. So she was with us from our side. So they asked her, Sue, so what do you feel, Sue, about your experience? So she gave wonderful experiences about our services and her visit to a hospital. And she told everything. So they said that we will like to send some nurses to your hospital to get the certificate course done there. And then she said, so what do you think we should do? So she said that whenever you have a congress means the yearly gathering, that time you call them to give lecture. So they said, yes, when next congress happens, they organize a congress of nurses, that time they will give us 1 hour to present our concept of spiritual care in nursing. And then they said, we told about a curriculum that we have, we teach curriculum, and we have students like nurses, 30 for BSc, 20 for diploma, and we have trained 50 nurses, 100 nurses, who are not our hospital nurses, but outside nurses, into the certificate course. And we have told about Resema to them. She was the first student of our first ever certificate course. And we told about her Rajkot story to Steve. I told the story of Rajkot to Mr. Steve, by the way, Steve Jamieson. And he had called two more officers. One was Dr. Wilfred McSherry. He is a PhD in nursing. And he has floated a curriculum of degree in spiritual care in nursing. Not yet publicized, but Steve told me that McSherry has made a certificate course. So that booklet also he has given us, whatever they designed the course. And he said, we'd like to take your materials into our course. And then there was one person called Tony. Tony was the RCN publisher group. I mean, whatever RCN takes out material, he publishes them. He also was there. All three were very thorough gentlemen people. None of them appeared proud or anything. They were very humble, down to earth, very inquisitive. And McSherry, being the author of the spiritual care degree course curriculum, was more inquisitive and more friendly and everything. And all of them expressed that they will come to India. And then they said that we will go through your curriculum and most part will incorporate in our curriculum. But all this, whatever they have said, is a long procedure things. It just can't happen like that. Nurses chief is not so powerful that he will say and the curriculum will go in the books. It's not like that. It's a ministry. There are so many steps are there. So whatever we have done only seed planting. It may take years to come out like that. But nonetheless, it was a very good beginning. Two steps we have taken and they are very successful. And a lot of wonderful hopes are there in that. And they wanted to speak to Dr. Sankhya on the phone and Suchitra madam and Madam Kulkarni. But somehow their system of speaker phone conference call didn't function that day. And 1 hour they were struggling to put that system into place. They could have spoken on mobile to one person, but they said we want to speak to all of them, to all of us over here. And there was a speaker phone on the table there. But the connection couldn't take place. Somehow their connectivity didn't happen. And then they said sorry to Dr. Sankhya and the call didn't happen. They were all ready to hear, waiting to talk to them on the phone. But then we only spoke to them. And the whole conversation between us and them is recorded. 2 hours, 29 minutes. I had kept the recorder officially. Everything, whatever they spoke, whatever we spoke, totally is recorded. So we can also refer back to our discussion, whatever we discussed. We can take out the points, what we discussed, what we concluded, and everything. And it's simply a miracle. That nurse is one of the simple nurses in a senior nurse, but not like official of RCN or anything. She was like one of the nurses. But somehow she had that contact of Mr. Steve personally. And she followed up the contact for a long time and made this meeting happen. Made the appointment, made it possible. We went there, we met them. And they asked us to come again. That also we were coordinated nicely with dinner and everything. Till 7:30 we were there, local time. 5 o'clock RCN gets closed officially. And then 5 o'clock to 7:30 they were meeting us. And Wilfred McSherry was on annual leave. But still he came for that meeting for 2.5 hours. So when I replied a mail to him, answer came to me. Sorry, I can't answer your mail. I'm on annual leave till something like, say, 27th of July. I said, wow, he came to us to meet us in the annual leave. Because for UK, US people, leave means a greatest thing in life. They will not let anything come in between their leaves. What to speak of leave? Friday evening to Sunday evening, nothing can come in their life in between their enjoyment. It's so important for them to have weekend. Nobody will find in the house on weekends. They will be all some other county, some other state, other country. They will carry their cycles and motorcycles in their car. And there will be a boat behind their car. And there will be caravan. What is caravan? You don't need to stay in a hotel. You attach the caravan to your car behind. And there is bedroom, toilet, cook kitchen and bed, 2 bedroom and everything is there inside. And behind that caravan are attached boats or some cycles or whatever you want to carry. And all this big thing, trailer goes wherever they have to go. And there are areas in London where you can park the caravans officially and stay. There's water supply also available. The area of caravans where you can park caravans and attach to water supply, business supply also. And watch television and everything you can do. Take the boats away and go to the ocean, swim the boating, come back. Attach the boat to back to your caravan. Everything is possible. Even devotees go on vacation like that. They were calling me for one of the vacation, but I went a little late there. They had a retreat of 4 days in caravans only. 40 caravans they had hired. They are also available on hire. Very beautiful system is there. You don't have to book hotels. You take your caravan, it's much cheaper. You only pay for the petrol cost and you go. And be on your own. You don't have to go anywhere else. Very beautiful. What I'm telling you is that vacation or weekend is very big thing for Westerners. They don't want to waste even 1 minute of their vacation in doing anything else but what they want to do in that vacation. Everybody Friday, huh? Very much required. I last time also when I went to US for 40 days, I was wondering, every Friday evening, everybody saying, happy weekend, Friday evening, everybody in different mood altogether. Kya itna weekend mein kya hota hai? But then I went to the Pacific Ocean, at the Pacific Beach I went, and what I saw was, everybody was in the ocean, with the body tight clothes, surfing on the ocean, boating, you know, individual boat, they are boating in the ocean. Somebody is fishing, somebody is walking, somebody is running, somebody is cooking barbecue on the ocean, somebody is doing sun tanning, and family, and cycling, and jogging. You can imagine what all things they do, you know, just to fully recreate. Everybody is back on Sunday evening, and Monday morning they are on the job. Again, next weekend, full yearly planner is there, what we will do, where we will do in this weekend. Apna kaisa weekend, matlab, so jane ka. Who has money here to spend like that? They have so much money to spend. So much of budget goes into weekend enjoyments. But we all need recreation, rejuvenate ourselves. There should be a plan. We work. We don't even go to gymnasium, you know, to recreate ourselves. Anyways, so this is a brief story and report about the meeting in the RCN. In other times, we visited many hospitals and met many head nurses there and told them about the project. Everybody showed interest in that. We went to Surrey. Surrey is in the southmost part of London, out of London, outskirts. A very beautiful hospice was there that we visited, St. Raphael's Hospice. Very beautiful hospice, like we visited in US, very nice hospice. And they showed interest in holding the course for their hospice nurses, because we told them that we have a special plan for terminal ill people and dying people. And we explained them, they were very interested. They have a very nice lecture hall, and very nice auditorium there. But there only they can host and they can function, they can hold the function. And there was one very big organization called, I think, Hindu Swaminarayan, something big organization was there. They also said that so many Hindus are interested in learning this chaplaincy because there is no Hindu chaplain available. There is Christian chaplain available, Buddhist chaplain available, even Jewish available. But there is a lot of Hindu population and no, almost nil Hindu chaplaincy available. So when Hindus want to go to hospital and they get die or they something, there is no chaplaincy available. So they were saying that you try to come and give us a certificate course. So they all have come forward now. Now we don't know what is the future for us. Whether we stay in India or keep traveling, I don't know. But I'm not much interested in constantly traveling. It may be at once in a year we can go there and do some courses. But they very highly depend upon what we do in Bombay. They very highly depend upon that. They have given the charge of the full education and the content of all the courses for here and future to us. But this is the primary course we did. We didn't teach them NICU spiritual care. We didn't teach them ICU spiritual care. We didn't teach them rehabilitation spiritual care for handicapped children. We didn't teach them palliative care, spiritual care. We didn't teach them so many things. We are specialized. And they will be going into advanced clinical chaplaincy. Stage 2. They will be clinical chaplaincy for nurses like you. They will be clinical chaplaincy for non-nursing people, non-medical people. And they will be advanced course to both. Advanced course for non-medical, advanced course to medical. There will be so many varieties of courses will be now made. New textbook will be made for UK understanding, you know. Because UK has lots of rules and regulations. You can't just enter into hospitals like that. So many, many things will happen. But you should be sure and convinced that whatever you all do here, we have spoken about that over there. So you may not know exactly how much world appreciates what you are doing over here. So So then what will happen one day? I was telling Dr. Sankey that if suppose Steve comes here one fine day, and if he asks one of you, have you done the clinical chaplaincy course? So you will say no. Then she will meet her. Have you done the chaplaincy course? He will say no. He will meet Tresemma, and she will say yes. So then he will come to know, okay, only few have done this course here in their own hospital. Is it not an irony? We have trained 1500 nurses outside. But how many of your own nurses are trained? Hardly anybody. Only few. And now you all have done it, right? Now, as an understanding which I thought, ki abhi we are going to UK, let's start getting it done, because it's not just like overnight you can be trained. It requires 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, this group, that group, this group, that group. They are relieved from duty. It's a big planning. You have to wait for your vacation to come, na? Till your students go on vacation, and that will happen. So it will not going to happen overnight. Even if Steve comes after 8 months from here, how many courses we can conduct in 8 months, how many nurses can be trained into this, and how many of them can go to projects, and how many go to bedside and actually give spiritual care. It's a long-term dream, you know. So he asked that Sue Sonitra, our devotee nurse, ki, what you will become by doing this course. But she told them, ki, I'm also a student in this course. There are only two nurses who are student in this chaplaincy course. So he asked Sue, what will you become? So she said, I'll become nurse chaplain. Along with my nursing skills, I'll be able to do chaplaincy along with my nursing to my patients. They was like very happy to knew the concept. What is nurse chaplaincy? That means a nurse also can become chaplain while she is doing a nursing care. It's a very unique thing for them. This is all new thing for them. They don't know. They have spiritual care, but their spiritual care is very rudimentary and very primitive. As I told you one time, I gave example to you that suppose you are admitted in the hospital and you are terminally ill and you express a desire that I am in UK, admitted here, my son is in India, I want to meet my son. So the hospital department of so-called spiritual care arranges for her son to come to meet her in UK. And what they label it as? Spiritual care. Is it spiritual care? What does it tell me? What this care will be labeled as, according to you? Social care. This is social care. But they label it as spiritual care. They feel all nice things to be done to a person is spiritual. No, all nice things are not spiritual. It's emotional, it's physical, it's mental, it's counseling, and then there is spiritual care, right? When you make a will for the person who is dying, what kind of care it is? When you make a will for a dying person, what category of the care will come? Social care. सोशल नीड ना प्रॉपर्टी है वो डिवाइड करना है किसको देना है किसको नहीं देना है प्रॉपरली विटनेस एग्जीक्यूटर सब बनाने का इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट केयर इट्स नॉट लेस इंपॉर्टेंट केयर बट इट्स नॉट स्पिरिचुअल केयर इट इज लीगल सोशल केयर व्हेन समबडी इज सिक टर्मिनली इल एंड इज मेंटली डिस्टर्ब नो व्हाई इट हैज टू कम टू मी ओनली व्हाट सीन आई हैव डन सी सो मेनी पीपल आर डूइंग सीन्स एंड दे आर ओके सो यू डू काउंसलिंग सो व्हाट इज व्हाट काइंड ऑफ केयर इट इज Can you do counseling? It's emotional or psychological. Psychological counseling. It can't be called as spiritual care. When you ask a question, is God angry with me? Why is he punishing me like this? Is God there? Is God going to send me to hell? Why me only? What is the meaning of all these things? These are spiritual questions. This is called a spiritual pain. You get pained with this question. Is God angry with me? It's paining me inside here. It doesn't pain my social psyche. It pains my spiritual self. Is God angry with me? What it pains is spiritual level. And when you talk about those subjects and deal with them in those subjects, that is spiritual care. So physical care, mental care, social care are all parts of spiritual care. But individually, they are not spiritual care. Under spiritual care banner, you can give all these cares, covered with spiritual care. But anything on earth can't be called spiritual care. You are clear about it? Or if you are clear about it? You can't just become emotional and say, whatever I do good to people, everything is spiritual. It's not like that. Spiritual means there has to be connection with God. Your care, when it is linked with God, it becomes spiritual. So when it is linked with God, even your counseling becomes spiritual. when you are will making also becomes spiritual, because already you have linked the patient with God and discussion on God is going on. Spiritual care means you link the patient, connect the patient with God and nourish him on that subject matter. Then it becomes spiritual. It may take time for you to go on that level. Maybe first you give medical care, comfort him nicely, give counseling to him, make him comfortable, make him accept the situation, make him peaceful. Then you make his will, social care is done, make you arrange for his household assistance, arrange for his funds from social care. Hota hai na, medical social worker will arrange for his funds, medical care, funds can be arranged. By all these things, he will become very happy and then he will like to know about God and then you link him with God. So you may take time to reach spiritual care level, but nonetheless, anything else cannot be called spiritual care. When you reach that linking of God with all these things, then it becomes spiritual care. So we told to Steve that what spiritual care is this, when Lord is linked with that, then it becomes spiritual. Otherwise everything becomes social care, social service. That should be there, it's important. It's a very important part of this whole project. But everything what you do good is not spiritual care. This has to be understood well. I said our fundas are very clear. We told them those 5 points that we have. Do you remember the 5 points on which our 5 spiritual care is based? The first, first is God exists, he is a person and he is very kind. Second is everyone needs spiritual care, because everybody is a spiritual personality. Part and parcel of God. Third is what? Chanting the holy name is the easiest means to connect with God. And what is fourth? Law of karma exists. Whatever you action and reaction. What you reap, so shall you reap. What is that? Whatever you sow, so shall you reap. That is the, what is the fifth one? One more is there. Chanting is last one, but there is one more we are missing in between. So all these 5 points we showed him. I told you the 5 basic cardinal principles of our spiritual care on which we base our whole care. And very happy, you know. And you know, he took all my presentations, by the way. He copied all my presentations. He said, I will prep my officers up before they come and meet you. So in the evening, he brought his secretary down and all my PPTs are copied by him. And he showed to his people before he met me in 1 week. So what we are teaching you for years after years, people are valuing it. Please understand. And this course was done as a pilot course in UK, but the next course is not going to be done like that. This is the first course and we also had to learn so many things, how to do things over there. This time we did 5 days course, and 5th day was exam. When was your exam? Was there an exam for you? Of August. Your exam is there, right? You got some time to prepare and everything. But they get to give exam on the 5th day. But you know what happened? But what was happening was, many people were staying in East London. And it's like traveling from Churchgate to Dombivli. 2 hours they would travel one way, 2 hours second way. And then 8 hours course itself, 9 to 5. So many people would leave at 6 a.m. and reach at 9 p.m. in the house. And they were asking, sir, when to study? We are so tired, exhausted, we want to sleep. When to open the book and when to prepare. If you don't prepare what you studied today, tomorrow something else is going to be taught. So we're backlogged. So when to study yesterday's and when to study today's. So there's no time only. I said, if you attentively listen what we are saying and make notes, then also is enough. You don't sleep in the class. So if you have heard very carefully all 8 hours and made notes, most of things you will know. You will not have difficulty. Yeah, so, but then what we thought was, the next time when we go, what we'll do is, 5-day course and no exam after that. And we'll give them project of visiting number of people. You give care, number of people and make full project report. And then after 6 months when you go second time there, there'll be exam for the previous batch. Morning 3 hours exam, 9 to 12. After lunch, there'll be oral exams of each candidate, one by one. And the projects will be accepted before the exams. We'll evaluate the projects, give them marks out of 100 before the exam only. They will submit to us by email. We will study the whole thing and we'll evaluate and we'll go from here and fix up a day. On this particular day, there will be exam from 9 to 11. People will be given to us theory. They go for lunch, come back on lunch, and everybody will be examined orally by the panel. And then second day, there will be certificate distribution. Very beautiful certificates were made, very beautiful, attractive certificates. So now this will happen. Now every time we'll go, X time we go, we'll take the previous exam of the previous batch and we'll conduct a course for a new batch. And we'll give them projects and we'll give them dates and we'll come next time to take their exams. So it will be a 6 months course, it will not be a 5 day course. It will be actually a 6 months distant learning course with 5 day contact classes course. So they said, wow, very good. I said, we also for nurses will do the same thing. When we come for nurses, we'll do the same thing for them also. Because then they take seriously, otherwise, you know, 5 days may everything is finished. No bedside training, nothing. We told them our course is deficient here. We don't have a hospital here to train you into bedside training and what we do. We are only doing role plays and demos, you know. There's no hospital here. But after that, you go to hospitals, make contact, visit the patients and give them care, write your experiences down and show us some cases and then we will give certificate to you. Otherwise, you know, after 5 days, if you just give certified, it's very risky actually. You know? They make mistakes and they will tell that these chaplains are all who trained them. All the blame will come to us. There's a hospital in Mira Road, they trained them. So that's how it's going to happen now. No. Why? See, another thing I want to explain to you, which I explained to him also. They said that the government is now fed up with religiously based chaplaincy, faith-based chaplaincy. That means I go and I give ISKCON care to you, and you go and give Christian care to him, and she goes and give Buddhist care to him. They said everybody is only in their religious activity interested. So I said our care is, we have atmosphere of a Vaishnava culture here. Definitely we cannot lie to you. We are Hare Krishna devotees, we are Vaishnavas, and our culture is Vaishnava. But what care we give people is generic care. When our Muslim patients come, we don't give them Hare Krishna care. We call Mullah and we arrange everything for them. And I said that this is what our key item is, that we are not here to give you X care. We have given the formula to you. When we say holy waters, what is holy water for you? You have to find out. Holy water for Muslims is Zamzam water. So we have said holy name. What is holy name for you? You have to find out. What is holy waters? What is holy leaf, holy tree for you? What is prayers for you? Every formula is given to you. You fit in your own things. When we say match formula, M-A-T-C-H. M-A-T-C is common for everybody. Mercy, austerity, truthfulness and cleanliness. What differs is only holy name. So that he also appreciated. He said very soon the government is going to throw all the religiously faith-based chaplains out of the hospitals. I don't know what happens politically over there. But the point is that we need to give a formula to people by which everybody on earth can receive care. That kind of formula, we can be anything. We can be Roman Catholics, we can be Hindu Vaishnavas, we can be Buddhists, we can be ourselves, anybody. What I liked in US now, the most thing I was impressed with was that one nurse came running to me and she said, sir, you look like a Hare Krishna person. From your stamp I can make out. I said, yeah, I am a Hare Krishna devotee, because I was in suit, but wearing this, and I had a long tuft also of the hair here. So she identified me. She said, sir, here many Hare Krishna devotees come in the dying condition, in hospice. And we don't know what to do for them. So sir, can you just explain to me what all you do and what books you read? I said, you don't have the information? So she said, I am a graduate in chaplaincy from the university. But in our university curriculum, there was nothing for ISKCON Vaishnavas taught to us. So now I am supposed to gather information. So she gathered all information from me of what all we do, what we do at the end of life, what water we put, what is Ganga, what is Tulsi, everything she asked from me. And she said, can you please send me a few copies of Bhagavad Gita? I want to keep it in my library so that end of life, when a patient of Hare Krishna comes, we can give this book to them. So I said, what are you? She said, I am a Roman Catholic. I was so happy and so impressed with her that she took me to her office, and her office was a very beautiful office and nice rocks were there, and in her racks she showed me many files. Sir, this is Hindu file, this is Buddhist file, because there are a lot of Chinese people in West Coast, you know, so migrants are there, Chinese, so they are mostly Buddhist people. So what Buddhists do at the end of life, she had a big file of all notes and everything, procedures. then Roman Catholic, then Protestant, then Pentagon, whatever churches you have, so many things are all filed separately. And although she is a Roman Catholic, she is never going to impose Roman Catholicism to the patient. She is going to respect you, whatever you are. There are many people who come there with no religion. This is unbelievable, but this is a fact. Religion, no religion. The father was non-believer, mother was non-believer, and child were born, and they also feel we don't belong to any religion. We don't believe in God only. Atheistic people, I don't know, whatever. But they say no religion. And that also is respected by US people. Whatever your faith is, they respect you. I like that mood very much. See, I may be a Hare Krishna, but why should I impose my Hare Krishna on you? I can give the philosophy to you. I can give the principle to you. I can tell the principle of mercy and compassion and the modes of treatment to you. But you may be a Christian, you may be a Muslim, you may be anybody. So you have to adopt the principle rather than the external aspects of the thing, you know. You take spirituality, don't take religiosity from us. Take spirituality from us. The generic nature of spirituality should be accepted. What is there? If you get good quality of milk and you say, no, this shop belongs to Muslim, I will not buy this. You will say that? No, if good quality material, they will go and buy anywhere. What is the problem? If you have a heart transplant and you say, oh, this doctor is Muslim, I don't want to get operated from a Muslim doctor. You never ask. You ask how expert he is in his surgery and you will get surgery done from him. That is generic, no? You are just taking the scale from him for your service. So like that, you take spiritual principles and give those to people rather than giving your external formula. So I may be using Gangajal for my Hindu patients. You can use your holy river. You will be very happy and surprised to know I was hunting for Zamzam water in Bahrain when I was there. And in Bahrain, in the mosque, they give free Zamzam water to everybody, nicely bottled. But because I was there right in Eid time, Ramzan Eid was there, so all Zamzam water was sold out. And there was no Makkah table in mosque everywhere. Otherwise, the season time, festival time, there is a Makkah table is put up by Makkah people. They come and put up and then they give water of Zamzam free of charge. And then some mosques, some malls are there where they also sell Zamzam water. But all Zamzam water are out of stock. So although desiring so strongly, I could not get 2 liters of Zamzam water. So I told my friends over there, my devotee friends, that please be on lookout, and whoever comes next, it is your job now here onwards, constantly supply Zamzam water, whatever it costs. Because our Muslim patients are dying sometimes here, and we had some water that was finished. Yes, I know that. I have thought about some plan. But Saudi mein kya hota hai na? Saudi mein we don't have many devotees there because of the situation is so strong there. But in Bahrain, Dubai and Sharjah, it's very open countries. They are very open and very nice environment is there. So there are many Hare Krishna devotees also working in such countries. But Saudi mein you'll find very less. So more hopes of getting Zamzam water is from these countries. Because Saudi and Bahrain is just neighborhood, 25 kilometers only. From road journey 25 kilometers, you can go to Bahrain and you can go to Saudi Arabia. So, because our Zamzam water is over here. So I said, we want Zamzam water to be stored here nicely. So that anyone Muslim dies, even if he's sick, he's not dying also, we can give Zamzam water to him. So that concept was very liked by Mr. Steve, which I liked in US so much. I was so impressed that we should rise above this differences between religions, you know, and come to a spirituality level where we learn about principles from God rather than how we do things. I do prayer like this, folded hand, you may kneel down. But a prayer principle is there, no? Prayer principle remains there only. Somebody may do like this, somebody may do like this, somebody may kneel down and pray. But the principle of prayer remains. So similarly, kindness remains, compassion remains, care remains, love remains. The mode of giving love to you and giving care to you may be different. But the principle love can be given to you, no? So that is our principle. When we teach any courses, that principle is our actual teaching. And it can be applied to any situation. Even if somebody is an atheistic person also, the love principle can be given to them. The care can be given to them. So we have done our job. Whatever. And I told Resema story. They were very happy to hear the story. I told a story in the seminar also, in 5 days sub function also. Very happy to hear. Very happy. And they were all Britishers. And some of them were 70-year-old, some of them were 65-year-old. Prabhupada's disciples also were there in, as students. Very, very highly qualified people were there. Some of them were psychological graduates. Some of them were quality counseling degree holders. Some of them were public health graduates. Two nurses. Very inspiring experience. And many of them have, they don't get leaves like this, you know. Our structure of leaves and all is so simple and so liberal. If they were to take any leaves which are not sick leaves, I mean emergency leaves, they have to apply in the first week of January. Please understand. If you do not apply for your yearly leaves in the first week of January, you cannot take any leaves. You can't just say, my daughter is getting married, I have to take 7 days leave. No, sir, you cannot get. You have to plan for academic year from April to March, whatever you plan to plan, and apply for that. Applying doesn't mean you are sanctioned, it's only application. But you can't just ad hoc apply for any leaves like that. Only if you are sick, accident, a heart attack or some sickness comes, they give you leaves. But for any other reason, you can't apply. So what happened is, many people had to work on weekends, Saturday, Sunday. And they created 5 days compensatory leave. And thus they joined this course. That means they were working for 2 months before to get these leaves sanctioned. And they were from East London, traveling for two hours. How much manner they have done. When I got introduction done, I learned all these things. I was so happy, so grateful to them that you have done so much mehnat, you know. And many people have sacrificed their annual leave for this. Okay, madam, for my that leave, cancel that leave, and I want this leave this time. But 6 people couldn't do that. So they enrolled in the course and they cancelled afterwards. And they are waiting for the next course to happen. Why the nurses course got cancelled? There was nurses course also planned. But 50 nurses wanted to join the course. Outside professional UK nurses. But only 5 could successfully get the leave and 45 could not. So we cancelled the course. We have 5 ke liye out, we do full course. So now we are going to declare a course in the month of May for which they will apply in January. And 50 are expected to join. It's like that. They told me that in UK, such seminars when they are conducted, they charge £150 per day. How much is that? 15,000 rupees. And such 5 days and such 3 days and such 6 days, like that they pay. And they pay very happily. One course advertiser saw, something like some medical treatment, something like that, £575 per day. How much is that? 55,000 rupees. And people pay for that. They pay very honorably, they pay and join the courses. So it says, your course, people will pay easily £150 per day. For what you are giving. When they saw our course, they said anybody can pay more than £150 per day. But we were charging £150 for the full course for 5 days. But we don't know what is the market value of our course. How we know? We may have a great best product, but we don't know what is the market value over there. But they told us this is the value of our course, you know. So we said we'll not be so costly, but still. Then finally we sold our books. First we were selling everything, our whole course was free for our devotees. But then I said nothing should be given free of charge. Then it will not be valued. So we sold the books for £30. What books we gave free of charge to you? Sold it for £30. And I made £30. They were selling, sir, £40 ko becho usko. I said, no, give sir £30. And everybody very eagerly bought the book. It's a treasure, what do you call, valuable treasure for them. And we'll make a very new book for them. They have nice paper and everything. She printed so beautifully, that sister nurse, you know, everything she did for us, every single thing, badges, certificate, everything, tea ka kettle, all mid tea biscuits, every single thing she arranged, day and night. Now she has sent a mail to me, full plan of the year, next year, what are we going to do, and my next visit also is fully timetabled. I said, yet you be sanctioned by the authorities here. But she's already sent the full year planner and which course and which area and which students and everything she has planned already. She's a nurse. She's a disciple of the Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. And she's an ICU nurse in UK. She's 30 years. Yes, she had come to hospital. That was how the story began. How the story began was that she came as a visitor with some UK doctors and nurses from her college. That time only. Correct. Dr. Raphael. She took them to Mayapur and Vrindavan and Jagannath Puri. Also, she brought her to one of the places, Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And there she first saw the hospital. She was so impressed. She wanted to join the course first, but she couldn't join. And then she came to Varsanaya camp. Sukanti Radha. Ah, she was there in the ward na with you. So she was, then she was so impressed with everything that she said, I will come for every year for my own spiritual benefit, I will come. So every year at her own expense, own flight, own payment, everything she comes, and 25 days she spends her yearly vacation in Barsana. So she was so much desire that this should be available to all the UK nurses. So she got 2-3 UK nurses at their own cost to come to Barsana I came. That time you were not there, when Margaret's sister had come. Yes. Yeah, yeah. So last 4 years she's coming. So since that time she's planning for getting this course done. So she's the sole proprietor of this course actually. She is very, very professional, very meticulous, very expert, and very good hearted person. She is very expert person. Anyway, she is only very more professionally inclined than us who do these courses now. Now she'll pave the way. She only introduced us to the Steve, got into us RCN. So it's all Lord's arrangement. We'll see what it takes for us in future. Any questions you have about my UK visit? Then I went to Bahrain for 3 days. What a beautiful mosque it was, I'll tell you. What a beautiful mosque. So I was so happy there inside. Yeah? In Bahrain, no problem. Only Saudi Arabia is a problem. In Saudi Arabia, if you go, now, somehow I'll tell you. Not because I'm a Vaishnava or Hindu, but in Saudi Arabia, if you go, you develop somehow hatred for Islam and you come back. The way they are, in the way they behave with you, the way they do treat you, and all these things. This time I learned, first time, I was in Saudi, I didn't learn this. But I learned that even Indian Muslims or Asian Muslims, when they go there, they get fed up of Saudi. Why, you know? I was wondering, why, what happened? They should be happy now, they have come to motherland of their own religion, the capital of their Islam they have come. They said, no, if you are a green passport holder, you have different rules. Green passport holder is a Muslim. When you go to Saudi, your passport color changes, by the way. Indian passport is black color, no? But if you go to Saudi Arabia, your passport color changes to a non-black color. Some other color. And if you are an Indian Muslim, no, Saudi Arabia, country. Listen now. Makkah Madina is in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is a big country. But if you go to Saudi Arabia as a Muslim, Indian Muslim, then your passport becomes green. Green color. And only green color passport holders are allowed to go to Makkah Madina for Hajj Yatra. You cannot go. No, you get a passport, but your color is not green. So they have differentiation only one thing, green and non-green. Only two qualities they have got. Now green passport holders, if they are found on the road during prayer times, they are prosecuted. Because all green passport holders are supposed to be doing namaz when the prayer time is going on. And if you happen to be Muslim and you happen to be walking on the road, first time they catch you and they warn you. Second time, if they are already noted down on your hekama, caught up and warned. Second time, anybody walks on the road, you have to show the hekama. Hekama means the staying passport, stay license. So first time, if you are Muslim, you are caught not praying during prayer time, you are warned. Second time, if you are found not doing prayer during prayer time, they catch you and they shave you off. And third time, if you are found, you are arrested and put in jail. So, bolte apna country acha hai, idhar namaz padega nahi padega koi puchta nahi hai, udhar namaz nahi padega to jail mein jaate log. So, when the Asian Muslims go there, they get fed up of this country. And what is the rule is, government rule says, from the labor ministry it says, that if the temperature becomes 50 and plus, the company has to stop work and keep paying the employees but without work. So the labor ministry is very strict about it, but the local people of company holders, they don't declare to the company that temperature is above 50. And during Ramadan times, everybody, Muslims, non-Muslims, they work in the heat on the road in the construction sites, but they can't drink water. If you drink water, then you are in jail. This is Saudi Arabia. So Saudi Arabia, when you go, somehow you can develop hatred for Islam, although Islam is very good. But develop hatred for Islam. But if you go to Bahrain or you go to Dubai or go to Sharjah, you don't feel that hatred. They are so welcoming. Like in that mosque I went, the mosque is a very beautifully made place. It has got this much thick carpet. Can you imagine? You are walking as if you are walking on the cotton, you know. Pure cotton, you know, makhmal. Aisa lagta hai aapko. And then ladies have to wear their abaya. Men are not forced to wear top. And there are guides everywhere. They guide you. They have a full map of the mosque given to you. Sir, we are here now. This is a prayer hall. This can accommodate 5,000 people. This candidate came from Switzerland. This came from here. This came from there. They'll describe everything to you. This is Makkah direction. This is where the Imam stands and speaks. And then there are bookstalls where they give all books of Islam free of charge to you. Such beautifully printed, very nice, thick, shining paper, nice, attractive covers. Whatever books you want, you can pick up. There is a full stall from here to there, filled with books. And there is stock of books behind. And you can pick up all books for you, no problem. Sir, please take, sir. It's all for you. Like that. When you enter the mosque, they'll give a chit to you. And chit has some questions about Islam. And during your tour in the mosque, you're supposed to find the answers out. And if you know the answers, then there's one, the counter is there where they will interview you. Take your chit and ask you. So, who is Allah? Who is Muhammad? Do you worship Muhammad or not? What do you say before the prayers? If you know the answers and you correctly answer you give, they give a gift to you. I also got the gift. I told the right answers and they gave me a nice cup with the mosque on that. Very beautiful, attractive cup. And some photographs and some books also. And there's a counter where all ladies can go and put mehndi. Very beautiful, attractive mehndi they put on the hand. Not the harmful, poisonous mehndi. Very beautiful mehndi. And all ladies are putting mehndi over there. And there's a free food counter. If you're tired, cold water for you, free of charge. If you're hungry, they serve you with nice, attractive surai. They give tea to you, they give whatever you want, they give sandwiches, they give barbecue, they give all the items free of charge. Everybody is so welcoming and, you know, we are all brothers, please come. And there's an exhibition there, 51 posters are beautifully made. What is women in Islam? What is marriage in Islam? What is namaz? Who is Allah? What is a mosque? Who is Muhammad? All kinds of 55 questions are being answered there. You study everything. It takes 4 hours if you go there. It's called as Grand Al Fateh Mosque of Bahrain.
It's a huge mosque.
It's a huge 250 feet high, beautiful dome like that. So I couldn't spend much time, but I was very happy. And myself, with my own desire, I went again and wore that dress. And the chief priest of the whole mosque came down, the director of the priest of the mosque. And he had discussion with me, and I shook hands with me. And people were just shooting pictures. There's not one picture, there are 51 pictures are there. One picture they sent me by WhatsApp, so I sent it all of you like that. You know what the chief priest said? The chief priest said, our king Hamad used to look like you when he was young. So I was like, I didn't see myself now when I was wearing that. There was no mirror there. So I saw the photograph, and then everywhere there is a style. Whenever you go to any Gulf country, the king's photograph and his son's photograph will be everywhere on the big areas. You know, malls and all. Big portrait will be there, king and his sons and all. Then I saw, so only mustache was missing. And that chief priest told my friend who brought me over there, he please send this photograph to me of this, whoever came with you, send to me, I want to keep it as my memory. Immediately a mail came on his mobile, do not forget to send this photograph to me, this is my email address. So they sent my photograph to him. That's a unique thing. So many people couldn't recognize here. Some of you recognize, but many of my friends didn't recognize. They were asking, who is that person in red? I said, this is converted Dr. Shanbag. I already left your movement of Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I was not very happy in your movement. So I have joined Sheikh Muhammad Al Bahraini. So what is the time now? Time is 3:40. So I'm sorry it took long time. Actually, I was supposed to go out of Bombay. I'm supposed to go out of Bombay now. Anyway, so let's go now. Hare Krishna. Any questions you have? Any more questions?